This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying Romans 8 to find out what Paul teaches about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now let's turn our attention to what Paul says about us as humans in this chapter. He teaches us about both unsaved and saved persons. Since all of us start as unsaved, let's consider that first. The most profound truth we need to understand is found in verse 9. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. If you don't belong to Christ, you are without God in your life. As a result of this, Paul points out in verse 5 that the unsaved person lives according to the sinful nature. In that condition, they have their minds set on what their nature desires. He follows this in verse 6 by saying, "The mind of sinful man is death." Verse 7 indicates that the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Verse 8 concludes that those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. If all of this is true, it shouldn't surprise us that Paul concluded the opening section of Romans with the well-known verse, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And in Romans 6:23, he points out that the wages of sin is death. We need to realize that left to ourselves, we are spiritually bankrupt and totally incapable of measuring up to God's standard. We are separated from God, unable to please Him, and in desperate need of His provision of salvation. He made that provision available because He loves us. He loves you and wants you to turn to Him by faith.